జయంతి మంగళాకాళి భద్రకాళి కపాలిని. ఆఫరింగ్ మై మోస్ట్ హంబుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మోస్ట్ బిలవెడ్ మదర్ సాయి. ఎస్టీమ్డ్ ఎల్డర్స్, డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, లవింగ్ సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ అండ్ వార్మ్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ ఆన్ ది ఒకేషన్ of Vijaya Dashami. Bhagwan has often said, Vijaya Dashami is not an event which happened on the 10th day. Vijaya Dashami symbolizes, Vijaya literally means victory, the victory of righteousness over unrighteousness, of dharma over adharma. Swami also elaborates the word Dashami here. Swami says, Dashami does not mean the 10th day, but it means the 10 hurdles that we have in the human personalities. And what are those 10 hurdles? The 6 vices, the Arishad Vargas, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya, lust, anger, greed, the delusory attachment, pride, and jealousy. And the other 4 vices, it might not be called as a vices, but we can say it's a limitation when we don't know how to handle it, is manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara. Manas means the mind, a composite of thoughts. Buddhi, the logical capacity, the intellectual capacity. Chitta, our subconscious mind, which is nothing but the repository of our memory with which we identify ourselves, and ahankara is nothing but the ego. There is no doubt that all of us love Bhagavan. There is no doubt all of us want to follow his teachings. But the paradox is, when it comes to practice, many times we are not able to implement ourselves 100%. Then is our love for Swami questionable? No. If you look at Devi Mahatmyam, there's description of various asuras, Mahishasura, Raktabija, Shumba Nishumba. Even the devatas have to leave the heaven and run away when they decide to conquer the heavens. It is not that we don't love Bhagwan. It is just that the human effort at many times is not enough to overcome the inner vices. And that is when we have to invoke the divine, the Shakti, the divine energy, which is in the form of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Navratri is an opportunity where we invoke the divine energy in the form of Mother Durga, the one who bestows the physical, mental and spiritual energy. Mother Lakshmi, who gives us the wealth, not only the worldly wealth, but also the wealth of character, gunamu. Mother Saraswati, who gives us the intellectual power, the discrimination power. After armed with this divine arsenals, then only we can face the inner vices. Otherwise, if we were to apply only the human effort to conquer the vices, which we are painfully aware within ourselves, it is not a one lifetime affair. It might take several births before we are able to conquer it. The greatest boon that we have is that we are the contemporary of a Purnavatar. And Swami says, if you win my grace, only a Purnavatara has the ability to cancel all your Sanchita karmas, forget the prarabdha karma. So we have got such a rare boon and opportunity. All we have to do, as Swami says, take one step towards me and I'll take the 100 steps towards you. In Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan has given us several opportunities to develop a sanskar which alone is a medicine or a tonic for all the vices. The samskaram is Daiva Preeti, love for God. Even if you take a golden vessel, which you might be using for cooking, it is not enough if you wash the vessel from outside. It might be shining, it might be made of gold. But until unless you clean the vessel inside, it is of no use. So externally, no doubt, maintaining the purity is important. But the inner purity, the inner work is equally important. Swami says, to start the inner work, we have to start with aligning our thought, word and deed. Manasekam, vachasekam, karmanekam, mahatmanam. And what gives the motivation or inspiration for us to align our thought, word and deed is that single samskaram, the samskara of Daiva Preeti. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Matra Rupena Samsita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. Divine Mother, she is the embodiment of all the mothers. In the commencement of my summary, I actually forgot the complete stanza. Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Smriti Rupena Samsita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha. Before every action, we have to invoke her. And with that invocation comes the strength to face all the challenges. No doubt, we are faced with a lot of situation where we have to conquer our fear. But as Swami has always told, when you are standing here, you might be facing the entire world, but remember, Bhagwan is with you and he is facing in the same direction. Coming to Prashanti Nilayam, one of the most important aspects of Navaratri celebration is the Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yagnam, which started several decades back. And one of the main aspects of Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yagnam is Rudra Yagnam, which is dedicated for Loka Kalyanam, Samasta Loka Sukhinav Bhavantu. Along with that, we have other rituals of Surya Namaskar, Sahasra Lingarchanam. We have Nitya Paranam going on Devi Bhagavatam, Durga Saptashati and Ramayanam. We also have the students chanting Vedam, which is followed by bhajans. All these activities, along with the evening sessions, we have the Prashanti Vidvan Mahasabha, where the students, where the scholars, they come and share their experience with Bhagwan, or they narrate the glory of divinity. All this activity develops a yearning to experience that divine love. And that samskaram is alone that will save us. On this evening, apart from the last 6 days Shravanam, this evening we'll be listening to a Kirtanam, a Carnatic classical music, with a fundamental objective of developing love for God. Before introducing the artist, I would like to share a small experience. Once one of our teachers from the economics department, he had come to our college and he was narrating his experience, and he told in sometimes in 1980s he got an interview from Bhagwan, and it was a group interview, many devotees were seated, and in that one interview he was witness to so many miracles, he was totally overwhelmed by the number of miracles he saw. And as he was walking out, he met Kasturiji. So Kasturiji, when he introduced himself as the biographer of Swami, he told, please, I just now got an interview from Bhagwan. These are the incidents which took place. Please, you can add on to the book which you are writing for Bhagwan. And Kasturiji smiled and said, if I were to write the day-to-day interview and experiences of the devotees, I can come out with books every 2-3 days. Swami had given a very clear-cut standing instruction to the biographer, to his biographer, that write only that incident which will invoke devotion in the heart of the reader. And that I have kept as a standard, whether it is reading, whether it is listening to a speech or listening to a song. If it is invoking devotion to the divine, then it is a tonic. It is a tonic which gives us the strength. And with that strength, we can overcome any weakness or any vices. And truly, we can celebrate Vijayadashami when we understand the secret. This evening, we have Sri Ashwath Narayan and his team of fellow musicians from Tamil Nadu who will be offering a Carnatic music program at Bhagwan's Divine Lotus Feet. Son of Sri N. Rajgopal and Srimati Jayanti Rajgopal, Sri Ashwath Narayan was trained in the basics of Carnatic music by Srimati Jayalakshmi Sundar Rajan. He later went on to receive his Carnatic music training from Sangeeta Kalanidhi Palghat Sri K.V. Narayana Swami, and subsequently from his aunt and guru, Srimati Padma Narayana Swami. Sri Ashwath Narayan is an A-grade artist in the All India Radio Chennai. He has several prestigious awards and recognitions to his credit, like Youth Excellence Award from Maharajpuram Vishwanath Iyer Trust, Chennai, Sri Shanmukhananda M.S. Subbalakshmi Fellowship, instituted by Shanmukhananda Fine Arts and Sangeeta Sabha, Mumbai, to name a few. On violin, we have this evening Sri Ramkrishnan Lakshman, who received his initial training from Srimati Visalam Vagiswar at Shanmukhananda Vidyalaya, Mumbai. He was conferred there the title of Shanmukha Mani. He has received training and guidance from distinguished violin maestros Kumari A. Kanyakumari, Sangeeta Kalanidhi, T.K. Govindarao, and Srimati T.R. Balamani. Sri Ramkrishnan has accompanied several renowned artists at concerts in India and abroad in prestigious festivals and venues. He is a recipient of numerous awards, including Nadabhushanam from Nadopasana, first prize in All India Radio competition when he was just 17 years old, to name a few. On Mridangam, we have this evening Sri B. Ganapati Raman. Sri Ganapati Raman's first inspiration in music came from his father, Sedhalapati Sri R. Balasubramanian. He received his training in Mridangam from Sri Mushnam Sri V. Raja Rao and Nagai Sri Saundar Rajan. Later, he had the great good fortune to learn Mridangam from Laya Vadhya Kovida, Laya Pitama, Kumbakonam Sri Rajappa Iyer, and Sri Rangarajapuram Sri Jayaraman. He has accompanied several towering pillars of Carnatic classical music in numerous concerts on very important occasions and festivals. He has several prestigious awards and titles to his credits, like Asthana Vidwan of Kanchi Kamakoti Peetham, Best Mridangam Artist Award from Sri Krishna Ganasabha Music Academy, Indian Fine Arts, Mylapore, to name a few. Please welcome Sri Ashwath Narayan and his team of fellow musicians who have come to offer their prayers at the Divine Lotus Feet on this very auspicious occasion of Vijayadashami. Jai Sai Ram.
Devadi Deva Sadashiva, 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 Dinanatha Sudha Karadahana Nayana Devadi Deva Sadashiva, Dinanatha Sudha Karadahana Nayana Devadi Deva Sadashiva, Dinanatha Sudha Karadahana Nayana Devadi Deva Sada Shiva.
Upalalayanti
madalasam madalasam manjulava agvilasam ma మహేంద్ర నీలజ్యుతి మహేంద్ర నీలజ్యుతి కోమలాంగి మాతంగ కన్యాం మాతంగ కన్యాం మనసా స్మరామి మాతంగ కన్యాం మాతంగ కన్యాం మనసా 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 స్మరామి
వాసనాత్రయ వివర్జిత పరముని భావిత
ಮೇಲುತ ಮುಖಾಂಬುರುಹೆ ಅದ್ಭುತ ಚರಣಾಂಬುರುಹೆ ಸಂಸಾರವೇ ಕ್ಯಾಪಲೆ ಸಕಲ ಮಂತ್ರಾಚರ ಗುಹೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ಪರದೇವತೆ ಶ್ರೀಪತಿ ಗೌರಿ ಪತಿ ಗುರು ಹವಿರುತೇ ಯುವದೇ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ
Bani 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 b పలుకే బంగారమయనా
ಪಾಣಿ ಪಲುಕೆ ಬಂಗಾರಮಯನ ಪಲುಕೆ ಬಂಗಾರಮಯನ ಗೋದಂಡ ಪಾಣಿ ಪಲುಕೆ ಬಂಗಾರ ಮಯನ ಗೋದಂಡ ಪಾಣಿ ಪಲುಕೆ ಬಂಗಾರ Thank you. అంబుజోద్భవ వినూతం అగణిత గుణనామం అంబుజోద్భవ వినూతం అగణిత గుణనామం అంబుజోద్భవ వినూతం అంబుజోద్భవ వినూతం అగణిత గుణనామం తుంగురు నారద నాగేంద్రహారాయ త్రిలోచనాయ భస్మాంకరాగాయ మహేశ్వరాయ నాగేంద్రహారాయ త్రిలోచనాయ భస్మాంకరాగాయ మహేశ్వరాయ నిత్యాయ శుద్ధాయ దిగంబరాయ తస్మై నకారాయ నమః శివాయ నిత్యాయ శుద్ధాయ మందాకిణీ సలీల చందన చరణ
पञ्चाक्षरमिदं पुण्यं यः पठे शिवसन्निधौ शिवलोकमवाप्नोति शिवेन सह मोदते। நானொரு விளையாட்டு பொம்மையா, நானொரு விளையாட்டு பொம்மையா, நானொரு விளையாட்டு பொம்மையா, ஜெகநாயகியே உமையே உந்தனுக்கு நானொரு விளையாட்டு பொம்மையா, ஜெகநாயகியே உமையே
प्रणाम शत कोटि प्रणाम कोटि प्रणाम शत कोटि प्रणाम हे दीननाथ साईराम कोटि प्रणाम शत कोटि प्रणाम हे दीननाथ साईराम नाथ साईराम हे दीननाथ साईराम कोटि प्रणाम शत कोटि प्रणाम हे दीननाथ साईराम हे दीननाथ साईराम हे दीननाथ साईराम तुम हो भक्तों के युगावतार तुम हो भक्तों के युगावतार तुम हो भक्तों के साई गोपाल
முட்டப்பருத்தி பூர்வீகே சாய் கோபால் முட்டப்பருத்தி பூர்வீகே சாய் கோபால் ஹே தீனநாத் சாய்ராம் ஹே தீனநாத் சாய்ராம் ஹே தீனநாத் சாய்ராம் ஹே தீனநாத் தாயிரா ஹே தீனநாத் தாயிரா தும் ஹோ பக்தோங்கே பதி புரிகே சாய் கோபால் ஹே தீனநாத் சாய்ரா 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 பிரணாம் சதகோடி பிரணாம் ஹே தீனநாத் சாய்ரா
ஆயே ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲು, ಹರಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲು ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲು, ಹರಿ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲು ಗೋವಿಂದ ನಾಮ ಬೋಲು.
Oh. जय